let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are having fun, and we hope that you have a list of fun this weekend. And a reminder, it is Father's Day weekend. So all of the dads that you have in your life, whether they are bonus dads or uncles or brothers that are involved in raising children, it takes a village. Happy Father's Day out there to everybody. And happy Father's Day to my Charlie. He is a great dad and an even better bonus dad. I don't like to call them steps, but he's a great bonus. So enjoy your beautiful weekend. And he's got a daughter in town, so he is glowing from ear to ear. So welcome back home, Stella, for a little visit with your dad. And hopefully he enjoys his Father's Day weekend and know that we love him and we appreciate him. So happy Father's Day. And we have got a line of callers. We'll get to them in just a minute. And I want to remind everybody, this is Home Show Garden Pros. You can call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And I love that we're getting some pictures from our callers. Send a picture to homeshowgardenpros.com. It's really easy. Right there it says Ask a Pro. Send that picture in. It'll propagate here in the studio for us, and we can share it with Sherry and Anita, and then we can chat about it, because it's nice when you call in, because then there's a little – they can do the mystery searching with you.
Right.
So right now we have got Clarence, who is waiting to talk to Sherry.
It's really easy. Right there it says Ask a Pro.
Good morning, Clarence.
Good morning.
Hey, Clarence, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
Good. We have got your picture. And Sherry and Anita, what do you have for Clarence?
Okay. Well, what is your question? So you want to know what's happening to your Iliagnus, right?
What is the tree called? The shrub called?
It's called Iliagnus.
Iliagnus. Okay.
Right. So give me a little history. So when did it start doing what it's doing?
About 4 or 5 months ago, we just saw it was a little brown patch.
Yeah.
As I said in the email, it's way worse now.
Okay.
It's like the middle of the shrub is completely gone.
Okay.
The branches are brown, the leaves are brown, but there's still green areas that are alive and growing.
Yeah.
So we don't want to pull the plug if we don't have to, but we'd like to get it back to where it was if it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Anita, do you want to add anything?
Well, I see a fence. So does that mean it's next to your neighbor?
That's the fence that leads to our backyard.
Okay.
To the side of our house.
So, okay, so we're eliminating the fact that it could be overspray from a neighbor, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Then I don't know.
Okay. It looks to me, especially because you said it started about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yep.
It looks like latent freeze damage. So a lot of shrubs made it through the freeze just fine, right? In there, they stayed green, and you thought, okay, it survived. But what happens is the tissue on the stems froze, and then when we start to heat up, and then we ultimately get hot, that plant's water pulling abilities are gone. So the hotter we get, the worse the damage is getting. That seems like freeze damage to me.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Now, can you overcome it? Maybe. But you'll need to cut it way back. Like past that damage. And when you're doing that, look at the stems on the interior of the plant and see if they're split.
Oh.
And if they're split, then they froze. And it just takes a long time for plants to really show the damage from that. So that's what it appears to me. That, and when a plant goes through a stressful weather event like that, it does open it up to different diseases. And that could be the case, but I would cut it way back past the damage, and that might be really low to the ground, but it will come back. It will recover. Hit it with MicroLife and drench that soil with seaweed, and that'll boost an immune response.
drench the soil with seaweed and hit it with microlife.
You got it, but cut it back severely.
So just the dead portion or the live portion too?
I would just take the whole thing back. You know, take it back so it kind of grows in uniformly.
So how much are we talking, like 2 or 3 feet, just cut it down?
Yes, and go back, like look on the interior of that shrub and look where those branches start to look like that and see if you can see the split and cut back past the split. And when I say split, the actual bark should be split.
Okay, so check to see if the bark is split, and then, okay.
And cut below that.
And cut below that. And the same thing with the branches that are still alive, too?
Yeah, I mean, I would leave some of the alive if you can, just for the health of the plant. But where everything that is damaged that way, you can go ahead and cut way, way back.
Okay. And okay. I know during the freeze, we lost a bottle brush, too.
Yeah.
And it came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, yeah, I'm thinking about it. No,
yeah.
Never mind.
I know.
Never
I have mind. A Japanese blueberry. Same thing. Every day I go out there and I'm like, oh, he's not going to make it.
I had that happen to
yeah.
a Pittosporum. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes plants a lot longer to show stress, you know, and recover from stressful weather events than it does. You know, people go through a stressful time. We eat well, we sleep well, and then we recover. So plants just take a lot of time to recover.
Yeah. And then the microlife that Sherry and Anita are talking about is, so microlife fertilizer around it,
mm-hmm.
and then the seaweed, the liquid seaweed, is also a microlife.
Yeah.
And he could do that liquid seaweed on a regular basis
yeah.
to help boost this plant, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Does that help
okay.
clearance?
Yeah, it does. Now, I live in Southwest Houston,
yep.
Missouri City, Missouri Southwest Houston. Where can I get these products?
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens.
And where is Sienna Mulch compared to that?
And Sienna Mulch is in
uh-huh.
Rocheron.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Rocheron's not far.
Okay.
Rocheron.
Yep.
Yep. Sienna Mulch and Enchanted
and
Forest.
Enchanted's, yeah,
yeah.
They'll have it
mm-hmm.
all.
Both of them are south. Okay. Does that help?
Okay. Yep. That sure does. I appreciate everything.
Thanks. Good
Clarence.
Luck. Let us know how it goes.
All right, I do. You ladies have a great weekend.
You too.
Wow, I know that's so hard. I mean, I know he was disappointed when you said cut
yeah.
it back, but it will grow back quickly.
Oh, it will. You know, I mean, I've taken shrubs way down to the ground, and they come all the way back. So.
Yeah, yeah, very yeah. happy guys.
And prettier, too, sometimes.
Sometimes, yes, mm-hmm. prettier. Especially like an Iliagnus. It'll be all flushed with new growth.
It's a tough shrub, too.
Yeah, it is.
That's great. Well, thanks for helping, Clarence. And that the MicroLife products are going to do magical for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Iliagnus is not semi-tropical, right? It's,
no.
Yeah,
it's,
so it should be
it's
just
it's pretty
fine.
Tough, and
yes.
and I'm surprised it took that big of a hit, but, you know, crazier things have happened.
Well, that freeze came out of the blue.
Yeah, the flash
December.
Freeze, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Anita and Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We've got so many things to talk about, and we've got a line of callers for you ladies, so I can't wait to hear what they have for you when we return after this.
Phew! It's another scorching summer. Help your plant and landscape survive with the healing benefits only MicroLife organic fertilizers can supply. Start with MicroLife Multipurpose 624 or Hybrid 2005. Then give your turf some extra love with an application of Humates Plus 004. MicroLife fertilizers have professional-grade ingredients that are 100% slow release and will not burn. MicroLife. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rocheron. Online at siennamulch.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
have that lawn of the month look, here's the time to do it. It's really hot outside, and you do not want to be the one to aerate your lawn. You hear us talking about lawn care all the time on the show, and we have Best Choice Lawn and Aeration. I got to sit down with Ricky, the owner, and what a fun, enthusiastic, and just a great guy. He has had this business since 2009. He has been aerating lawn. So it's very specific. It's called Best Choice Lawn. And they'll also add some compost and topsoil at the same time, but aeration is their thing. Now, aeration will break up that tough and dry compacted soil, and we may be seeing a lot of that this summer. So it's a great time to give Best Choice Lawn Aeration a call. Call Ricky and tell him you heard about his service, and he'll bring the machine out and he will aerate your lawn. It's so much easier than getting out there in the heat and doing it yourself. He can do it in a one-stop shop. He takes care of all of the greater Houston area, and he's been doing this since 2009. Just a great guy from Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Learn more at homeshowgardenpros.com or give him a call at 713-890-9977. Best Choice Lawn Aeration.
I hear amazing things about his work and his work ethic.
Yes.
So that's great. Good job, Ricky.
Yes.
That's very exciting. And I love to be able to have somebody to refer people to for lawn aeration, because there's not a lot of guys out there that do it.
Right. And it's just what he does.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's what's nice.
Yes. He's not like a lawnmower that
happens to dabbles rent a
with it every now and then. So that's awesome. But give us a call, 281-833-3333. We're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. And I know we have a long list of callers right now. So we'll go ahead to Jan. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
How what you got you? For us this morning?
We're fine. We just have a question about cicada, wasp. We know it's beneficial, but we have piles of soil that they've dug up.
Cicada killers. Really
mow, so yeah. Do you try to mow around or?
Yeah.
How do we handle this?
So it's a cicada killer. Anita, have you heard of a cicada killer?
I have not.
Okay. They're really cool, giant hornet-looking beings.
Wow.
that
giant beneficial. Are they?
Yeah, they're beneficial. They're big. You know the murder wasps, the murder hornets? They're like that. That's what they look like. They look really scary. I have an area in my yard. I guess I have a lot of cicadas because I always, every year we get the cicada killer and it creeps me out. But it's right where the flower bed and the grass meet up.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. They throw the soil out. They kind of dig and it makes a little pile of soil. But we mow right over them. And it doesn't seem
safe.
It doesn't seem to bother them. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean,
there's nothing to do about them. You just let them be.
I let them be because they're eating the cicadas.
And
which
we don't
harm trees.
Which harm, they will go up in the trees and etch your stems, and then you'll have a bunch, I don't know if you've noticed, a bunch of little twigs falling.
Yes.
And that's how the cicadas, they lay their eggs in there, and then the twig falls in a heavy wind, and it falls to the ground, and then that little larva is able to go into the ground.
I did not know that.
And then the whole life cycle keeps going.
And I just looked it up, and they have a picture of a cicada killer killing a cicada.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to make a little joke.
That's so
violent. I do have cicada killers.
Yeah.
It's called a Great Dane.
The trouble is they're small. A Great Dane. And they try to... small and they try to carry this large locust that they've known.
Right. As it's buzzing, right?
To the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
Quick thing. Remember we said at the beginning of the show, I learn something new every day. Did you know that squirrels eat cicadas?
Wow.
They eat everything. No. I had no idea.
Wow.
I thought squirrels just ate acorns and bird seed and my tomatoes.
They'll eat a bird.
Uh-huh. And my peaches.
And you and me too, Jan.
Yeah. I had no idea. So learn something new every day.
Okay, well that's good because we want them to eat the cicadas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
And it's,
all right, well thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Jan.
And we all learned something. I did not know about cicada killers.
Yeah. I didn't either. Uh-huh. And I think I know, now I know what those big guys are. They they are scary looking.
They are. Yeah. But they won't. They don't mess with
they
you.
They look to be about almost 2 inches long.
Oh, they're big. Yeah.
Wow. Almost a hummingbird size.
Right?
Yeah.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. And when we return, we will have Lee and Kyle.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Did you hear? The Murphys got robbed.
Didn't they have a security system?
Yeah, with video.
Burglary is a crime of opportunity. If they can't get in, they move on. Fortify doors and windows with ClimSafe stainless steel security screens. ClimSafe patented security screens are custom made, professionally installed, providing the security of a burglar bar system without the ugly bars. Keep outside dangers outside. Protect your family and your home. Secure your free estimate. CrimSafeHouston.com.
Time to take out your tomato plants. Hotter nights means you'll only be growing root-eating nematodes and fat caterpillars. We prefer growing your garden and landscape skills with the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. We have all the best heat-loving annuals and perennials for your summertime planting. Salvia, lantana, verbena, purslane, portulaca, pentas, vinca, and more. Come on out and see what will work in your yard. We've got tons of great tropical plants for your poolside, landscape, and containers. Mandevilla, hibiscus, bougainvillea, and lots of beautiful blooming shrubs. And don't forget to check out the gift shop to keep the inside of your house as pretty as the outside. Don't forget to watch out for those pesky bugs coming into the yards. Summertime is really tough on our lawns and landscape as far as the insects go. If you have a question or problem with one of your plants or your lawn, come on in and see us and we'll help you out. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood in Sugarland. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have talked so much about shrubs. We haven't even touched on lawns yet, but we also haven't talked about veggies.
Oh, my.
And there's lots of harvesting going on, right?
I mean, I can't even keep up with it. I did 12 tomatoes.
Wow.
And I don't know why, because I have a very, very small garden. We need to post a picture of it at some point.
Yes,
very small, but the amount of fruit and vegetables that I get out of it is insane. And this year, I mean, I'm giving tomatoes away at the nursery today.
How fun!
Juliet, Anita and I talk about Juliet. It's one of my favorite tomatoes. They're big and juicy this year, like bigger than normal. And her daughter was actually commenting that Juliet's are bigger.
Mary's got a bunch of
Juliet's. They are loving the weather that we're having. They're still producing. Mm-hmm. And when I say thousands of tomatoes off of one plant, it's thousands. I should have started counting the day I started picking. I can't keep up with them.
Okay, what's your magic?
So my magic, of course, great soil.
Yes.
But Nelson's tomato and vegetable food.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And Nelson's has their whole line of amazing products, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. They're species-specific foods and lawn, their Turf Star line. Mm-hmm. But their vegetable food, unbelievable.
Awesome. And I love it because, like you said, they have specific lines for all of our plants, depending on if you're a hibiscus person, a veggie person.
So. And you know how I am about feeding.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you feed things, they're less stressed out. They'll have less disease. They'll have less insects. So you've got to feed plants, mm-hmm. and they will be able to perform. But I mean, the amount of fruit, and even and even my purple Cherokees.
Sherry,
this year.
I have a basket of Juliet sitting on my kitchen table from yeah. Mary. She has so many of them too.
I have one. Yes. I have a big bowl sitting in my car right now, uh-huh. and I hope I'm not making tomato sauce as we
should
speak.
Have brought it. Yeah,
I just totally forgot that I put them in my backseat.
But what a great idea to hand them out today at Plants for All Seasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very fun. Mary can bring hers to Nelson.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people just don't realize how important food is.
Right.
And high quality foods.
Right.
Like Nelson's tomato and vegetable food. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Great.
Unbelievable.
And I love it that, you know, people can come in and see what you have produced. And you're walking the walk,
uh-huh.
you know, walking the talk, I guess they say. And the products that we talk about, I always say, you know, I'm trying not to sound pitchy, but we use these.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was funny because we did a video recently with Nelson Plant Foods here in the studio. Mm-hmm. And I sent Letha was sweet enough to go back to my house and bring some different containers. And she's like, oh my gosh, you have so much Nelson plant food. You know, uh-huh. she brought the hibiscus and the plumeria and the veggie food. And we did some videos.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's a great way to nurture your garden.
You know, you didn't mention Color Star.
That's
the famous.
I was thinking,
I said I've gone totally organic. Well, Nelson's is not exactly organic.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the Color Star
mm-hmm.
on my flowers. And in fact, all the people who do the entrances to subdivisions,
mm-hmm.
Color Star is what they use.
Uh-huh. That's because how they started in the yes, professional end. Yeah.
That is one of the best products besides their veggie food.
Yeah.
Great.
No, I mean, I use every one of their feeds,
mm-hmm.
But Color Star is kind of like the most garden centers have the Color Star.
Yes.
Go-to.
You know, and we used to sell it for, it's a great pansy food. With the bone and blood meal in it. But, I mean, everything just loves it.
Good.
And I know, do y'all do refills on yours?
No, we don't have enough room in our store to do that.
Okay.
We're going to do it someday, I think.
Someday.
Yeah.
We'll work on you.
Okay.
But we have the refill station, and I think yes. most of the Home Show Garden Pros do.
Yeah.
But it could be as simple as open a 25-pound bag and start offering a refill.
True.
Yeah.
True.
It's great.
Sounds
because
great.
Then you're saving the container, too.
Right.
And that's important.
Yeah.
And those are good containers, too.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, we are Home Show Garden Pros, and I love talking about the veggies and the production. That's just great stories, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're living it,
mm-hmm.
and you're harvesting. Now, we have got a line of callers, ladies. Lee, what is on your mind on Home Show Garden Pros? What do you have for the Home Show Pros?
Good morning. I've got a lawn that I walk every day, and I've had probably 5 bare spots. It goes down to the soil, maybe of 12 inches by 3 or 4 inches throughout the whole yard. It's not in one area. And I was wondering what would cause that. It would be like grubs or something, mm-hmm. something eats them. Or...
Okay, what was the look that you're seeing? I'm sorry.
It's just down to bare soil, bare spots, down to bare soil.
Okay.
And now the St. Augustine runners are starting to creep over, but...
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about putting down some small pieces of sod, but I'd like to find out what, if your opinion of what kill the grass to
mm-hmm.
start with.
Mm-hmm. Anita, do you have anything?
I was thinking,
first?
When did they appear?
Mm-hmm.
I first noticed them about probably maybe, you know, January, somewhere around there, maybe, you know, December. They could have been there before, but I thought, well, you know, maybe the springtime and some growing season will cover them up, and they're
mm-hmm.
not covering up as fast as I thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you are
to
seeing,
I've had.
Are you seeing runners, though? A little bit of runners, you said?
I'm seeing runners, you know, cross mm-hmm. over, but
so what
there's nothing growing
do?
In the bare spots.
So maybe what should he do before the sod?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I see a light bulb over top of Sherry's head. So.
Yeah, there we go.
Because you know lawns are my favorite.
Uh-huh.
And this, you win because you were the first lawn question today.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, so without seeing it, I'm just making a few educated guesses. Now, first of all, let me ask you this. Is it sunny or shady in this area?
It's sunny. It's all the backyard. The yard's in the sun all day long.
Yeah. Okay, that's perfect. A big exposed area that went through that freeze did sustain some freeze damage. Could have been maybe there was something going on in the yard before the freeze that kind of opened it up for freeze damage. But okay. you'll see areas that had just wiped up the grass from the freeze.
Yeah.
That could be one thing. It could be a little bit of take-all root rot, which we've seen rear its ugly head this year. But all that being said is we don't know exactly what happened, so now we just need to start from today and move forward. And with exposed soil and extreme heat, we need to get something on that soil like compost.
Compost. Okay.
Do a layer of compost. If you want to plug or resod in that area, entirely up to you. It's definitely doable, but I would still focus on putting down that good compost and then doing some hand watering. You could have had a hot spot form because you have bare soil. And so what that'll do is if you don't put the good compost down before you resod, then you have a hard packed area. So I would definitely do the compost, do leaf mold compost. Mm-hmm. If you can get your hands on some, it's more biologically active than the other composts. And that's really going to help loosen that soil and kind of invite that surrounding. Even if you didn't put sod down, if you put compost on that and keep it moist enough, those runners are going to take over in no time, especially with this heat. Grass is growing a mile a minute. Okay.
Gotta break up these bare spots with a rake and then put the compost down. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. That's great.
Okay.
And then if you put any kind of soil activator down as well, and you can put that out with a watering can, just kind of drench those areas with a soil activator, then that'll be amazing.
For instance?
Uh-huh. Medina soil activator is a great one.
Okay.
That's going to loosen that soil. It's going to stimulate all the biology in that compost, and it's going to make that surrounding St. Augustine want to grow.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. I can get that today. One last question.
Uh-huh.
The person who used to weed, we have eight trees in our yard and stone rings around each one. Each stone ring's about 5 feet across. And the trees are about a year, well, probably 3 or 4 years old, but we've only had them for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who used to weed the stone gardens quit.
Okay.
Is it possible to put the weed killer in these stone gardens and not hurt the tree?
Oh, what do you mean by stone? Is it a ring of stone around the
ring
tree?
Ring of stone.
Yeah, I would just use pine straw. Mm-hmm. And that would smother all the weeds and at the same time protect the roots of those new trees.
What is it called?
Just pine straw, which we sell
pine
at
straw.
Our nursery.
As mulch, yeah.
As a mulch. Yeah, sorry, as a mulch, right.
You and have if it the, yeah, we do have it. Mm-hmm. And if the weeds are coming up through the rocks, there are safe to use weed killers now, like 20% vinegar.
Yes.
We have a product called Pulverize, which is ammonia and salts of fatty acids. It's not the glyphosate that's in like a Roundup that could do damage. So there are alternatives to non-selective herbicides that you can spray. You just have to be careful with overspray. You don't want spray drip to go onto your grass.
Yeah, we've had two trees die. Unknown why, and so we're just kind of.
Yeah,
I've tried to do the weeds myself. They just break off at the ground level.
So if you need to do a spray, there are safe things. But that pine needle, the pine straw,
nutgrass won't come up through.
Yeah, it's an amazing weed deterrent. So
yes. Good.
I'll shoot some vinegar on today and see how it goes.
Sounds great.
All right, thanks.
Wonderful.
Great show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Lee.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we will talk with Kyle.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. Aquatexwater.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, I want a song.
I have lots of songs.
That's so fun. I love that, Sherry. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry, who is just doing a great job. I mean to tell you, I just love having you here. And then, of course, our Home Show Garden Pro, Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. I mean, you have got two experts here. I mean, it is just you can't look at your list today and not think of calling in to make sure that you get your information that you need to have a beautiful lawn and garden. Sherry and Anita are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And, you know, we love all of our Home Show Garden Pros, and we appreciate them. And we use all of the products. And that's why I say this is not a pitchy show. It's we use them and we see results, and we love all of the people who have created these products for us. And one of them is Nelson Plant Foods. And you go on the website sometime when you've got some time, go on Nelson Plant Food website and look at Dean Nelson's story. He and Julie have such an incredible story on how they started Nelson Plant Foods. It is just, it's inspiring. The grit that they went through to create this these wonderful products for us. And like Anita mentioned earlier, they do commercial. And that's really kind of how he started. So Nelson Plant Foods, they like to say they grow like a pro. Choose plant foods made in Texas for Texan plants. So he formulated this professional formula for landscapers originally, but it's available for us for flowering plants, gardens, and lawns. So Dean Nelson is really an innovator. And one of their big ones that he started out with was the Color Star. And I have got a big jug of Color Star. I actually had several, an extra one. And I brought it into Chad. I was like, okay, here, Chad, you know, you can use this Color Star. And I love the hibiscus product. I mean, I took some pictures and posted pictures on Facebook on the Home Show Garden Pros. And my flowers are just, they're a size of a platter. Yeah. They are just beautiful. So we are so appreciative that Julie and Dean Nelson from Nelson Plant Foods went through everything they went through in order to create these great products for us. They're slow-release granular fertilizers, which we all really need. You can kind of put them down and forget about it. Our lawns are hungry, too, and they have the Turf Star. Different turf fertilizers to choose from. So Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow strong. Feed your plants with Nelson Plant Foods. They are hungry. Nelson Plant Foods.
Yes. And, you know, they're Dean and Julie are like family to me.
Oh.
I love them very much. And it's been really cool to grow my family while his children are growing their families. Like we would go to shows and Angela and I'd be pregnant at the same time. And but just a great family company.
Yeah.
And his son does sports field management.
Like, wow.
And they put all the Nelson's products out there. So just really cool. In Texas roots. And and a great Aggie. I can't say enough about that family.
I love that.
Yes.
Well, their story is wonderful and their products are even better. So we appreciate Nelson Plant Foods. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have Kyle on the line. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
happy Saturday. Thank you for taking the call.
You bet.
I have, I guess this could be a follow-up question, actually, now that I've thought about it, is thanks to some of your help that I've gotten over the last year and a half or 2 years, I've been able to trim back some azaleas in my backyard from about 8 feet tall down to about 4. But unfortunately, the reveal is that I've got a yard that unfortunately drains water towards the house and has weep holes that are covered up. So I'm trying to find a method to eliminate that issue, and was perhaps looking to get a consult with a landscaper or something that handles, say, ground reshaping or even like a French drain system. And I didn't know if y'all had any advice on how to find somebody or if y'all knew somebody.
Do you know someone?
Yes, I do. Pierscapes. It's Tom Pierce actually helped my dad open the nursery years ago, and now a gentleman named Jason owns it. But they've been in business for 50 years.
Wow.
And Bob, who's our old manager, is now one of their landscape architects. But they are drainage specialists.
Oh, nice.
And they could help with that drainage issue. Okay. You don't want to just hire just anybody when we're talking drainage and irrigation.
Right.
you want to have, it's an art form. The way water moves through our ground needs to really be, have a lot of thought put in it.
Right.
Because right. anybody can just install a drain, but is that how the water's moving through
your
yard?
Can you spell Pearscapes?
Uh-huh. Pearscapes. I even know their phone number. But I would give them a call and have them come out and do a consult and figure out what the best option. Do you need a French drain? You know, do you need something else that they can install for you to help the water move correctly through your yard?
I have a plug.
Uh-huh.
So, Kyle, we did a video with Peter Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Mm-hmm. Peter came out and did a video in a lawn where they had installed a real French drain. And I was confused about just a great drain versus a French drain. So go to homeshowgardenpros.com. Not that you can do it yourself, but it will at least give you some education when you call the...
On what a real French drain
is. What it is. So homeshowgardenpros.com. And there's a video there from... I'm not sure what it's titled, but you can find it because it's a drainage video. So it might be interesting to you also as you're working through this problem.
Right.
Great. Yep. All right. I appreciate it very much. You and thank you for the help. And thanks for the advice every Saturday.
You bet. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks for listening. Our listeners are the absolute best. I want to remind everybody that the website, homeshowgardenpros.com, not only has the Ask a Pro area where you can send in pictures and questions, has all of our Home Show Garden Pros listed. So if you can't remember who's where and that sort of thing, it gives you the link. But it's got videos. It's got wonderful videos. And they're short. You know, you don't sit there. You know how some videos can just be, you know, 20 minutes and you're like, just tell me how to do this.
Right.
You know, one specific thing. So you can go through videos that are helpful. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros have done different videos. So it might be an interesting place to start.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have got Oscar on the line. Do you want us to take Oscar? Okay, Oscar, we're going to take you after the break. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Like I was saying, doors are the magic portal to your world.
Uh-huh.
Steel doors, wood doors, iron doors, fiberglass doors, tall doors, modern doors.
Door clearance center?
Triple doors, wide doors, barn doors, interior doors, patio doors.
They have all the doors you can handle.
Door handles, door knobs, door locks.
At Door Clearance Center.
That's about it.
DoorClearanceCenter.com.
Nice driveway.
New ones look good.
Won't miss that sad, beat-up old one.
Funny you say. Huh? Found someone who loves seeing that old concrete.
Seriously?
I called Arcosa.
Arcosa crushed concrete?
They buy old concrete.
Driveways?
And patios, foundation slabs, even asphalt.
Really?
They recycle it.
Gotta like that.
I like how they're putting it back to use.
How?
Things like roads, building projects.
Your old driveway?
Making Houston greener.
Nice.
Got concrete? Arcosa Crushed Concrete, formerly Cherry Companies, wants to pay you for it. Learn more at 713-436-0990.
Time to take out your tomato plants. Hotter nights means you'll only be growing root-eating nematodes and fat caterpillars. We prefer growing your garden and landscape skills with the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Exciting news for this week is that Texas natives now have their own dedicated space in our nursery. This includes several tree varieties, bushes, vines, and perennials. For those of you that like to have it made in the shade, we also just received 6 different varieties of tulip ginger curcumas. Maybe it's heat-loving summer color that you're looking for. We have many colors of Coravinca and the much-requested Cora Cascade Vinca, Angelonias, Pentas, and more. Come in and let us help you get your green on at Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or our website, plantsforallseasons.com. We are easy to find. Just head north on Highway 249, exit Loetta Road, and we are just up on the right. See you soon. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you. That was Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. And yes, she's related to Sherry.
Yeah, we kind of sound the same, huh?
Yeah. Kelly is so creative when it comes to beautiful pots.
And she's great at recording commercials, too.
There you go.
She sounded amazing.
Yes, yes. So lots going on at Plants for All Seasons. So thank you for that, Kelly. And we have got Oscar on the line for Anita and Sherry. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning, ladies.
How are you?
Great, great. I have a simple question for you, and I will take the tongue lashing and the knocks on the head for not having done things sooner, but I think I need advice.
Okay.
I have a fig tree that originally started in San Antonio that my mother propagated and gave to me over 30 years ago.
Wow.
This tree is over 25 feet tall. During the first freeze, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, whatever, it received some damage, and we trimmed those branches off, not everything. And after you gave the advice to the earlier caller, it got me to thinking, it went through this other freeze a year ago, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though the branches, some of the branches look bare, they are still sprouting leaves and fruit. It's loaded with fruit, but it looks skeletonish, if I can use that word.
Interesting.
And some of the leaves on the lower end of branches, at the end of the branch, are beginning to turn brown. So I'm needing advice. When is the right time to, I hate to use the word, prune it, or cut it back after listening to your earlier advice?
Anita, you got anything?
No,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so this is my thought. Figs are pretty resilient, and you can prune them at any time. So if
okay.
you, I would go ahead and remove any of the brown, kind of weak-looking material, but we've got to boost their nutrition. So whether you use the MicroLife and the seaweed, the fruit tree fertilizer by Nelson's, and water that in with seaweed. Either way, we need to boost its immune response and help it to recover. And that will push a flush of leaves on it and help it to look better this summer. And I would go ahead and do that now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The only thing I haven't added to it is the seaweed. I've done the 624. I've done the Humate Plus all in the lawn and around it plenty, but I've not thought about the seaweed. So thank you.
You will love the seaweed.
And the Nelsons, you said try that also on
this?
Yeah.
So I am a huge believer of a diverse diet. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to eat the same thing every day, all day long, and neither do your plants and your soil microbes. So let's diversify and don't just go buy the same food every time.
Mm.
Kind of, you know,
switch it up.
Switch it up a little bit. 1 month do one food, another month do another food.
I have to agree with Sherry because I do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I switch it up constantly.
Constantly. Mm-hmm. And that will feed different microbes in the soil, giving your plants different nutrients as well. So that is, you know, diversity is the spice of life, right? And your plant will have a better immune system if you switch it up a little bit.
All right. Will do. Thank you, ladies, for the advice. And you'll have a great weekend.
You bet.
Too.
Thank you.
Thanks. So lawns and our landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
When we return, let's talk about, because it's hot out for the next week. It's going to be pretty warm. So let's think about some to-dos that we can do for our lawn and how we can protect some of our landscaping. When we return with Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we will talk lawns and gardens after this.
What's it worth to keep your cool? How about $69.95? That's all it takes to have an AirTech of Katy trained professional perform a 19-point AC checkup. They'll check your outside unit, the one in your attic, and everything in between for $69.95. Tom Tynan gets this exact same performance checkup every year. Get yours scheduled now from airtechofkaty.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Sienna Mulch, everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rocheron. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
It is summertime, and this is a good time to keep in mind that we really need to take care of our landscaping. And More specifically, our roots of our plants. I read a study that when we mulch our land around our landscaping, it can reduce the temperature underneath the soil by 10 to 20 degrees. So now is the time to mulch, and you know who we love is Landscaper's Pride. Landscaper's Pride has fabulous mulches to choose from and soils and aggregates, but I do like their black velvet. It's a great mulch. So this is the time of year to make sure that we get out there and we mulch around our landscaping to protect those plants and their roots specifically. Landscaper's Pride is committed to providing you with the finest materials. They are local here in Texas. Landscaper's Pride. You know, their mulches will help moderate the temperature of your plants. They insulate them. They help with the retention of moisture, weed control, erosion control, and it, of course, improves your curb appeal because your landscaping looks nice and tidy. So Landscaper's Pride, that is our go-to for mulches, and this is the time to do it. Landscaper's Pride. Go to homeshowgardenpros.com to look where you can find your Landscaper's Pride products.
Yes, and you know I love my black velvet mulch.
Oh, yeah.
So did say it does increase your curb appeal when your mulch is just fresh and pretty.
Yeah.
It's like the bedspread on the bed, right?
That's right.
It's got no crink. You know, you don't sit on the bed after you make it, right?
Right.
So it's like the last thing you do, and it just looks so nice.
Right.
So.
And not just the beauty, but it's got a purpose, a real purpose.
A real purpose. And mixing that expanded shale in when you plant anything this summer, this hot, hot summer, is going to help keep oxygen at those roots.
Uh-huh.
And then put a nice little layer of mulch on top and boom, success.
You're good to go. So we love our Landscaper's Pride. We appreciate them being a part of this. So Anita, there's something fun coming up at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
That's right. Every year in July, usually right before July 4th, but this year it's on July 1st, is our Ding Dang Sale.
Yes.
Which is, my husband came up with it. He said, if something get dinged, we say dang and then put it on sale. But it's actually more than just that. Like, for example, Peter sells leftover landscape materials.
Oh.
We sell what I call orphan products. Have you ever been to a party and the hors d'oeuvres and there's one hors d'oeuvre left on the plate? And
yeah.
Nobody. Same thing happens in retail.
Okay.
So we have the orphan products and we'll mark those down because nobody will buy them. And just, you know, it's a lot of fun. We
it
have
is.
Live music and we will serve hot dogs, you know, the classic for,
yep. 4th of July.
4th yeah. of July, hot dogs and chips and all that kind of thing. And people love it. They come out for the bargains.
Yeah.
And it's a nice, it's a fun evening.
And you know, when you say July, outside in July, you think, oh, I'm telling you, it's beautiful because it's so shaded at Nelson Nursery and
Water
Gardens.
It is shaded, yes. Mm-hmm.
So and it's then, a lovely evening.
It is a lovely
and,
evening.
And you get great deals. So, you know,
deals.
If you're looking, you know, if you need a pot to put in a corner, who cares if it has a ding on it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just going to turn around and it's going to be facing the corner anyway.
Yes. I was inspired by a friend of mine who had a nursery in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And he created a whole long border of broken pots. And he called it the land of broken.
Oh.
But it was gorgeous.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
And then you can have things spilling out of some of those broken
yes.
areas. That's true.
It was gorgeous. Very creative.
Yeah. Instead of spending money on a really big rock.
Oh, no. We want you to spend money on the
I mean, the big
really
boulders
big
that
rocks.
You need someone else to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can use a pot.
Yes.
Well, great. So don't forget that at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, July the 1st.
Yes.
And we will return with Billy after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
I just want to say, I'm your show all the time.
This is the worst.
Where's the Wi-Fi?
When the power goes out, you want the power of a Kiss. Hi, I'm Bert with Kiss Generators. Get your life turned on again in 10 seconds.
We exclusively install Kohler generators because they've proven dependable, keeping families like yours safe for over a century.
The Wi-Fi's back.
Thank you, Bert.
Keep your life fully powered with a Kohler generator from KissGenerators.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. What a wonderful morning. We have the best listeners and callers and friends out there.
And so, such a great, you know, array of questions
know,
this morning.
I know. We have just covered the gamut, and we're all learning this together. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am for sure, and the Home Show Garden Pros bring so much information that it's fun to figure out the mysteries together. So, speaking of, we have got Billy on the line who has something for you. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you have for the ladies? The Home Show Garden Pros.
I've got something growing in my backyard, and from looking it up online and all that, it looks like it's called Indian hemp.
Hemp? And I'm H-E-M-P?
H-E-M-P. Uh-huh. It's a short plant. Well, of course, it gets cut down when I mow, but it's got green leaves with little yellow flowers on it. And when you pull it up, the roots are probably 4 inches long.
Wow.
Okay.
And is it in real, and they're real tough. And when I look it up, it looks like it's called Indian hemp.
Interesting. We're all sitting here Googling that right now,
yes,
by
we
the way.
Are. Yeah.
You know, I've lived here my whole life, and I have never seen that plant.
It's from Africa?
Nigerian Indian hemp.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, it looks similar to a weed that I see a lot of. I don't know the name of it, though, but it does look similar to.
Okay. So where is it coming up?
It's coming up in my backyard, mostly underneath my pecan tree.
Okay. And you're there's mowing it down?
And it's mowing it down, right. And there's no grass there. And so it has appeared in some areas of the backyard where there is grass.
Yeah.
Where most of it is, there's no grass. It's just that.
Okay. This is where I want to see a picture,
yes,
because I'm seeing something online that I have never seen before. And how did you identify it?
I took it to Wabash Nursery on Shepherd.
Okay.
And that's what they said it was.
Okay. Very interesting. Well, you learn something new every day. So if it was me, I mean, how thick is your grass underneath that tree?
No grass.
No grass at all. And do you not
want... No grass underneath that tree.
Uh-huh.
The other half of the yard has got grass, St. Augustine. But under that, you know, because it's really shaded, that's, you know, that's only stuff that's growing.
Yeah. And do you want anything to grow under there?
I'd like to have grass, yes.
You'd like to have grass? So we can get grass to grow into a shadier environment if we can remove all the other stresses besides the shade, right? You can't remove the shade, you'd have to remove the tree. You trim the canopy up as high as you can, but if you put a good layer of compost under there, and let's not try to fight that weed that you're dealing with, but put a good layer of compost and plug a shade-tolerant St. Augustine, like palmetto, and then hit it with things like super seaweed to really stimulate the biology. And what that's going to do is soften the soil profile under that tree because it's always kind of compacted under our big trees with the roots. And then that'll give the St. Augustine time to start to fill through. But that's really,
okay,
if you can't remove the shade, we've got to remove all the other stresses, which are compaction,
mm-hmm,
water competition, and put a good type of grass that's going to be able to handle that shade.
And mow high.
And mow high.
Mow high.
You got it.
And mow high.
And then once you get the grass going in there, then we can battle the weed. But we've got to create competition for that weed.
Okay.
Okay?
Does that help, Billy?
Okay. Yeah.
Good. All right. Well,
it's going to be work, but you can do it.
Yeah. And give us a call back on your progress and have a great weekend, Billy. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Y'all too.
Bye-bye.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll return right after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.